Hello, my name is Rocco Scanza, and I am the director of Cornell's Institute on Conflict Resolution. I am very pleased to have the opportunity to utilize the Cyber Tower Study Room in order to discuss some of the key elements and concepts of conflict resolution. Alternative methods of resolving conflict are expanding. You may be surprised to find that you, as an individual, are covered by mediation and arbitration provisions in such areas as banking, insurance, medical care, and employment. During the next 45 minutes, we will cover a number of topics. First, we will discuss and define conflict. Next, we will review some of the common dispute resolution procedures, including mediation and arbitration. From there, we will proceed to discuss a specific dispute resolution example in the securities industry. We will conclude our class with a discussion of conflict resolution and opportunities in this growing field. Conflict and its resolution are phenomena that none of us can avoid. I hope that this study room provides you with some basic tools with which to approach this topic, both from an academic standpoint as well as from a practical and personal one. Before we can begin to discuss the variety of processes that exist in order to resolve conflict, we must first understand and define what we mean when we use the term conflict. If asked to identify a conflict situation, most of you would probably find this a relatively easy task. But now, having the confidence to identify conflict when you see it, think for a moment about how you would go about defining what conflict is to a friend or colleague. This is much more difficult. Conflict is one of those phenomena that we know when we see, but is extremely difficult to pinpoint. Is every disagreement also a conflict? Is every conflict visible to an external observer? Does all conflict result in negative outcomes? Since conflict takes place in a variety of settings regarding a broad array of issues, it takes on many shapes and sizes. In order to properly have a grasp on what conflict is, we must map out its central dimensions. In the first section of our discussion, we will review some of the key characteristics of conflict, such as the levels of conflict, different types and sources of conflict, and finally, its potential costs and benefits.